And local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVUE News Time 828, Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line a very busy man, Dean Grant, Emporia Public Works Director here as we talk about the city's waterline network.
Dean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys today?
Hey, we're doing all right. Dean's and his staff have been hopping the last 4 to 6 weeks as you know, the water lines have been popping here and there across town. But given that here, Dean, City Communications Manager Christine Torrance put out some stats on social media yesterday saying that by and large here, even though there's been a lot of attention over the last 6 weeks with the number of breaks, we're pretty well in a standard range here for water main breaks here so far, at least January through July.
Yes, we're, you know, within a few leaks of where we've been pretty much every year, I think, except for one. I saw the same post where I think we had 37 instead of 27. If I remember correctly, that was last year, I guess. I'm looking it up right now. And so, or 37 and 21. So we've been at 27, you know, 29 in 19. We're not too far out of the range. Now I will say, I was having this discussion with the assistant city manager yesterday. This is probably the most I've seen in August. And with as quick as they've come, a lot of times we do get them more, it seems like, over the winter time. But, this summer, with it being so dry and, then we had that couple weeks really of, fairly hot weather, just trying to get water moved around the system. So, it's put some pressure on the system that's, fairly aged, although we are and have been for a while. The city's been pretty committed to making some changes. So,
well, yeah, I think the city has made a commitment and will continue to do so. In talking to you here over the past year, anyway, Dean, that's significant progress has been made and will be coming to the infrastructure. Speaking of the water lines, now. Let me ask, of the water lines that have been replaced, are we in good shape there? No problems with those?
No problems with those. We've not had any issues with any of our lines that have been replaced. The material obviously being newer, and then with the type of material that we're using, the water just moves a lot more freely through the lines. So.
Makes a lot of sense. Dean, let me just ask you here, too, because, we talk an awful lot about the stress on the system when we have breaks, and it seems like we've had clusters of breaks July and then earlier, August and, less so here in early September, but, obviously knock on wood with that. But we don't really talk about the stress that puts on crews, because a lot of times these happen after normal business hours. And as you mentioned here, too, there were several of them that popped up in August when it was really hot outside. So, the lines are stressed, but your crews are stressed as well, and they're putting in yeoman's work to get those turned back around in a 4 to 6 hour time period.
We do, and I will say as well, as we, get hit with leak after leak after leak, similar to what happened to us on Weaver Street, we utilize contractors here in town. We've got a few contractors that we utilize to help us out, to help relieve the crews or you know, help us spread out a little bit so that maybe one crew's working on one leak and we may have a contractor working on another leak. Although that doesn't happen super regular. You know, we obviously it does happen from time to time, and so we do have some good partners here in town that help us out. So,
well, where are we right now, Dean, as far as water line projects? What is coming up and what might be down the road here in just a little bit?
Well, out to bid right now is a 24-inch water line that will go down 24th Avenue and then come across the highway and come down Prairie all the way to 12th. It was originally going to stop at 18th, but then we started having we had the two leaks between 18th and 12th last summer, and so the commission made the decision to go ahead and add in the next segment that was going to be done anyways into one project. So we took that to the commission. They opted to go ahead and go that route as well, off of our recommendation. But that line will take about a year or so for construction to be completed. Again, it'll go from the water plant all the way down to 12th Avenue, and it will tie into the new line that was laid back in, I believe, either 18 or 19.
That sounds right.
So it was just before I started. I do remember that. But and so we'll have a new line down 12th. Well, we'll have a new line down Prairie from 18th, which is where the two older lines come in currently. And so those two older lines are going to tie into this newer line, so the two lines on Flint Road. And then this line will carry down from 18th all the way down to 12th. So it's got a good distance on it. I believe it's a little over a mile, something along those lines. It will be a true transmission main. We are going to put a couple of mains tapped off of that, but no services will be tapped off of the off the larger main. So you'll see some different aspects in those phases, in the phasing on the project, because we'll have to install a smaller service main to service the homes, and then they'll come through with the larger main. And so people will already be off of the old main that we have down Prairie Street. There'll be some changes on 24th as well to some of the piping up there. There's a 12-inch line up there that's going to be tied into this, and that people will be serviced off of up on 24th Avenue. So that's the kind of the first big project that we have. All of that water, or all of that piping, will get us water to 12th and Garfield, a large volume of water to 12th and Garfield, and then we'll have our Southeast Transmission Main, which that one is probably the one I'm most excited about. It will actually convey water from 12th and Garfield all the way down to what we call our Warren Way elevated storage tank, which is the newest elevated storage tank down by Simmons. So,
well, talking about storage tanks, how nerve-wracking was it last week of August when we had storage tanks with little water in them, Dean?
It was a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
So we worked with a couple of our industrial partners and got them to pull back a little bit. We're very appreciative of their commitment to our community to help us out. And we couldn't ask for a better couple of industries to be able to do that. So we recovered, and both industries came back online, and we were able to work without any incident after that. So it was nice.
So tanks in good shape, running to capacity here?
Yes, everything's running good.
Good.
Dean, I wanted to kind of loop back here to these main transmission line projects on Prairie Street and then also running into Southeast Emporia here, because clearly this is going to wind up helping with the main line areas and immediately around those. But I guess, A, how are they going to help transmission to residential areas that may be nearby but aren't is right on the lines? And what's kind of the city's game plan here to maybe get into the residential neighborhoods and maybe do some upgrades on those? Is that going to be kind of more along a spot basis, like maybe what may be taking place on Weaver here in the next couple of years?
So one of the things, like with the Southeast Transmission Main, the way that we routed it was so that we could upgrade some of the infrastructure as we went. So its actual location was picked based on what we call a heat map, and all it is it shows us the concentration of waterline breaks, where we've had the most or where we've or historically had a lot of leaks, okay? So where we know the main is in really bad shape. And so we were able to align the Southeast Transmission Main with some of those areas. Well, actually, with quite a few. Almost every place that this line is going to go has historically had a lot of main breaks. And so we will be upgrading all of that infrastructure as we go with this water line. The other thing that we're going to do is there's some small lines. So along, I believe it is First Avenue, there is a small main there currently that's not really adequate for fire flows and things of that nature. This line will take care of all of that. We'll have a smaller service main that the houses will be off of, but fire hydrants will be off of the larger main. And then what will happen is that larger main then will tie in to all of the smaller mains that run through the neighborhoods. And so instead of using all of the little straws, essentially, to distribute the water across town, we're going to use one large straw and or hose, essentially, and distribute that into the straws throughout town. So you'll see a lot of relief taken off of these mains that are aged. And then as we get that completed, then we can go back and start looking at some of our other more residential, so to speak. I mean, this is a residential fix, but I understand what you're asking. Some of the areas that this is not going to hit, you know, then we'll go back and we'll reprioritize, you know, the infrastructure that we have left. So, but this, based on our water model, these were the priorities. And the relief that it puts on the entire system and the benefit to the entire system versus just one or two streets. So, and that's how we prioritized these projects.
Well, it sounds like you guys have put in a lot of work and really a lot of thought in this. The other thing I was going to bring up here, Dean, and kind of looping back to our original point about the number of water main breaks, and certainly I think the My Alerts system that the city approved earlier this year has put a lot more attention than normal. And there's been a fair amount of attention the last few years, especially since the huge water main break in 2017 on the city's, you know, aging underground infrastructure. And there's probably more attention on things with My Alerts now because the information comes out instantly. But it is good to hear, A, that the situation isn't as maybe as dire as a lot of people may think. But, you know, from your perspective here, you know, with that attention that's coming into play here, how many concerns do you wind up getting from the public here about the waterline system, or how much are you seeing on social media that you know, the concerns about kind of how things are and what may be coming up?
We see the concerns on social media. I mean, one of the things to, you know, for our customers to remember is that, you know, we don't use tax money to fund our water infrastructure. The water and sewer and trash are standalone funds. They're called enterprise funds. So they generate their own revenue. And so everything that we do is based off of how much we charge in those funds. And we try to, you know, utilize property taxes and the taxes that they're charged for other things, you know, police, fire, you know, things of that nature. Then, so these enterprise funds, then being based solely off of what a customer pays for their water bill or their sewer bill or their trash bill, then it kind of limits us to some degree on how much we can go and do. And, you know, because we try to be mindful of how much money we're spending, trying to allow some of the old debt to roll off so that maybe we don't have to increase rates, you know, all the time. Now, granted, we do have some rate increases built in over the next couple of years where we'll go to the commission, and the commission's aware of it, you know, just because of some of the stuff that we are doing now. But we still are trying to be mindful and keep those expenses down for our customers. I mean, if you look at some of our neighboring cities, we have some of the lowest water and sewer rates of anyone around. We're working to continue to keep that. I don't know, you know, that we'll, I think we'll always probably be around the lowest, but we may not always be as low as we are right now. You know, obviously that's not going to be the case if we're going to continue to do some of these projects.
Well, it has to be, you know, looked at repair-wise, and you mentioned, Dean, many occasions that we do have an aged system, especially in spots that need to be taken care of to prevent these water main breaks. And just a quick shout-out, you know, to the city crews who, you know, have been busy getting after these leaks in all hours of the day, heat, whatever. Your folks are doing a good job, Dean.
Well, we do appreciate that, and I do appreciate the folks that work in the back and make some of this stuff happen, the folks at the plants. They work 24 hours a day as well through their shifts. And there are some really good people that work here, and they make my job a whole lot easier most days. So I feel like we have really good crews here.
Well, anything else that we can do, Dean, to let the folks know, let the public know, just let us know, and Christine will reach out to us as well. But, you know, we really appreciate the, you know, your time that you have available to us here both this morning and, you know, throughout the last several years with the waterline issues that we've had.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad that I could come on this morning.
All right. Thanks, Dean. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dean.
Thank you all.
Yeah, Dean Grant joining us here this morning. Yes, indeed. Our Public Works Director here in the city of Emporia, Dean Grant. Chuck?
That is a lot of information to break down, but we'll have news stories coming up a little bit later on today.